Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bob Away Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages on the subject, Focus on the Family. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to Genesis chapter 6, beginning with verse number 1, as we take a look in the book.
This morning text will be taken out of Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. The first 8 verses out of Genesis chapter 6. When you find it, say, I got it. Amen. Genesis chapter 6, the first 8 verses, but I will read the first 2 verses out of Genesis 6. It says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they was fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Hold your place right there. I want to get a New Testament passage. But hold your place there, because I'm going to preach out of Genesis 6 first, all right? So put a bobby pin or toothpick, put it there, because I'm coming back to that. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Isn't this something? Both of them got 6 in it. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I want you to see this out your Bible. Verse number 14 through 18. But I just want to read a portion of verse 14. It says, are you with me, Bible way?
Amen.
It says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That's enough. We'll stop right there. I just want that to sink. I want that to sink. Because that's the title of my text. Don't be unequally yoked together. Don't be unequally yoked together. High five somebody and tell them pastor going to talk about it. Don't be unequally yoked together. Don't be unequally yoked together. I need your prayers this morning. I'm in some deep water. Don't be unequally yoked together. This morning I want to continue our series of messages on the family. And this morning message centers around getting married. Getting married is the second most important decision that a person will ever make. The first most important decision is the decision to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Because that decision not only determines your destiny on earth, but it also determines your destiny after this life. And so, if you haven't received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you need to do that today. That is first and foremost. But the second most important decision is who will be your marriage partner for the rest of your life? Who will you yoke up with? Who will you hitch up with? Who will you tie yourself to the rest of your life? That decision will make you or break you. That decision will make your life better or worse. That one decision will make your life richer. Oh, y'all are with me this morning. That decision will make your home a home sweet home where you can't wait to get back home. Or it can make your home a trouble home where you don't even want to go home. That one decision can take you up, or it can take you down for the rest of your life. So that decision is a very, very important decision. And so I want every single, I'm praying for every single person, and I'm praying that you won't get unequally yoked together. That's my prayer for you. I don't want you to get hooked up with somebody that you don't need to be hooked up with. Matter of fact, let me just go on into my text here because I feel a preaching coming on. Can I give you three reasons this morning not to be unequally yoked together? Number one, because that will make the devil happy. Yeah. If you get unequally yoked together, that will make the devil happy. Look back over here in Genesis chapter 6. Look at the first two verses. It says, and it came to pass. Or one of these days, I'm going to preach a sermon on it came to pass. Because I want you to know, regardless of whatever you're going through, it'll pass. You don't have to panic. You don't have to jump overboard. You don't have to kill yourself. It'll pass. I don't care how bad things are in life. It'll pass. The Bible said it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they was fair, and they took them wives of all they chose. Look at verse 1 again. We see a population explosion. It may not look like we was going to have enough children to fill this world, because remember the purpose of mankind was to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. At one time it looked like it wasn't no happen, but the Bible says it came to pass. And when the men began to multiply, so now we got a lot of men, but that created a problem. Because the more sinners that you have, the more sin that we'll have. Yeah, a lot of times people talk about, you know, I think I'm going to move back to the country because there in the country, we didn't have all these kind of problems. That's because there wasn't nobody out there. Yeah, you can't compare a little town, Muleshoe, Texas, to some Chicago, Illinois. Y'all just had one little post office down there. So we got a population explosion. More sinners, because see, people brings their sins with them. Lord have mercy. But notice the Bible says that the sons of God, they saw the daughters of men, that they was fair. And they took them wives. Notice now, we got the sons of God, they saw the daughters of men. And they made a selection, a choice, based on what they saw. Lord have mercy. We got some men, they saw some women, and they hooked up with them because they liked what they saw. Now, I don't think you ought to be hooking up with somebody just because you like what you saw. Just because they look good and smell good and talk good to you. I don't know if you ought to be basing your selection on that. It ought to be more than just skin deep. You talking about hooking up with somebody for life. Now, don't go to the opposite extreme. You do want somebody to look good. Because you got to be waking up every morning and looking at that person. You don't want to be waking up and saying, man, I hate her. Man, I know she's spiritual, but man. You want somebody to look good too. But all I'm saying, don't stop there just because they look good. The Bible says they was fair, and they took them. But notice now in the Hebrew, this word took. We done seen this word took before, hadn't we? First time we'd seen this word took was when Eve took off of the tree of knowledge. And then we saw in chapter 4, one of Cain's descendant, Lamech, he took him two wives, not just one. And now we've seen these sons of God, they are taking, they took. Now, in all three cases, that word took is dealing with unauthorized taking. They took stuff that God didn't authorize them to take. Say, I don't care what man's law say. If God says y'all not touch that, y'all not take that, then y'all not be touching it and taking it. Y'all stay with me now. I'm working my way to the text. The question, though, is, who are the sons of God? You know, if you would get 12 theologians and put them up on stage this morning and ask them that theological question, who are the sons of God? You'll get three or four different answers. That's one of the most debated questions in theology. Who are the sons of God? One major view is these sons of God are rulers in the community. They are chief rulers in the community. And these chief rulers was practicing what they call the right of the first night. The right of the first night. In other words, young man, when you get engaged to this woman, before you marry her, And before you consummate the marriage, you bring her to the ruler in the community, and he has the right to sleep with her first. That's the right of the first night. He's spending the first night with her. Yeah. Y'all stay with me now. Stay with me. I'm working my way to my good part. Amen. That's the right of, and this is practice, was practiced in the culture of their day. Matter of fact, you still see it practiced today in a lot of third world countries. And in a lot of false religions, you see that practice. Even right in America, in various cults and old cults, these religious leaders like Jim Jones and David Koresh, they feel like because they are the man there, then they need to spend the right of the first night with this woman before you do. Sun Myung Moon felt that way. He would have sex with the woman before the man would. The right of the first night. Amen. Now, that's one view. But then there is the other view that the sons of God were the sons of Seth. The godly men in Genesis chapter 5. Remember last week we was reading about how Adam had another son and he named his son Seth, and he began to train him in the way that he should go. And then Seth began to train his son in the way that he should go. And then he trained his son, and it went on and on. So we have the godly line of Seth. But remember a couple of weeks ago we looked at the ungodly line of Cain. And how Cain began to train his children, not in the way of that they should go following the Lord, but in the way that he was going. And so what we have, some theologians said that what we have these that was in chapter 4 mixing with the folks that was in chapter 5. We got the godly people hooking up with the ungodly. Now that's another view. But then there is the third view. And the third view is the view of angels. That these was angels that had left their first estate. And they had came down here. And they began to look upon the women's down here. And then they began to start cohabiting with the women's and having sex with the women's. Now, I don't know how they went about doing this. But all I know is the Bible talks about how angels are able to transform themselves into like humans. Don't you remember right in your Bible, if I had time, we could look at Genesis chapter 18 when there was three heavenly visitors that came to visit Abraham one day. Two of them was angels and one was the Lord. But all three of them looked just like men. And remember when they went over to chapter 19, went over to Lot's house. The Bible says that the men of the city showed up at Lot's house and knocking on the door said, bring those two men out who came to your house because we want to have sex with them. They looked like men, but they was angels. So if angels can transform themselves to look like men, demons can transform themselves to look like men, because demons is nothing more than a fallen angel. And people say, wait a minute now, Pastor. I mean, that's the kind of kooky stuff. Well, I believe that my view of this view here has more biblical support. Why is that? Because what is the Son of God? See, a son of God is a direct creation of God. And so up until this time, we only had two beings that was direct creation of God. First was Adam. Adam was a direct creation of God. Therefore, he was a son of God. But then the angels, when God made all of them at one time, they became sons of God. They are direct creation of God. In other words, they didn't have no mama, no daddy. God created them. And so I just think, well, even though We may can't explain everything and understand everything, but we ought to be able to believe anything. And so the Bible talks here about these sons of God. Just because that's hard for me to understand, don't throw it away. Just because I can't understand how an angel can transform himself and an angel can look like a man and go and start having sex with a woman. Just because I can't understand that. See, it may not even happen that way. It may just been demon possession. It could have been these men opened themselves up to demonic possessions. And these ladies started hooking up with demon-possessed men. Either way it go, the devil is involved. Whether the devil done transformed himself and he's looking like a man having sex with a woman, or whether he done got in a man having sex with a woman, either way it go, he having sex with the woman. The devil is involved. And notice now how God is a merciful God. Look at verse 3, it says, and the Lord says, my spirit shall not always strive with man. I ain't no keep trying to, it's a tug of war. See, God is tugging on you even this morning, trying to get you to come over here. But God said, there come a time that I'm going to quit this tug of war with you, that I'm going to quit describing with man, because I ain't dealing with another God. I'm dealing here with a flesh. I'm dealing with a man, a spirit in a dirt house here. He says he's nothing but flesh. I'm God, but I'm here wrestling with some dirt here that's looking good, that got all makeup on. I'm wrestling with it. But he wrestled with us because he loves us. But notice what God says. He says, for that he's flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. God says, I'm going to give him time to get this thing fixed. You know, God is a good God. See, if the truth be told, if you tell the truth and shame the devil this morning, you done something this week. If we put it up on the screen, you would be shame of. But God, right after you've done it, he didn't mop you off. God said, I'm going to give him time. I'm going to give him time. And that's what Sunday morning church is all about. God has given us time to get it fixed. Because God knows that he could just smash on you because you ain't nothing but a spirit in a dirt house. God said, I'm gonna work with him a little bit longer. But notice too, how man done got so wicked. We don't see folks living no 900 years no more. God said, I'm gonna have to shorten their days. Because the longer man lives, the more that he sins. So it's a blessing that God take you out at 65. It's a blessing that God take you out at 75, particularly if you're not going to live for the Lord. Look. The Bible says, verse 4, there was giants in the earth in those days. And see, that's another reason I believe that these are fallen angels, because the word giant here means Nephilim.
The Nephilim sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.